What would it take to cut the spewing of gases linked to climate change in half? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. President Biden is marking Earth Day today by kicking off a two-day climate summit with dozens of world leaders. The video summit is now underway, and the White House says there is a big presidential announcement. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me from Washington. What's this big news?
The White House is pledging to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% by the end of this decade, using a 2005 baseline. The administration is promising to make the U.S. power sector 100% carbon pollution free by 2035, support efficiency upgrades in buildings, and fund new charging stations. And the president said repeatedly that his plan will create well-paying jobs.
I see line workers laying thousands of miles of transmission lines for a clean, modern, resilient grid. I see workers capping hundreds of thousands of abandoned oil and gas wells that need to be cleaned up and abandoned coal mines that need to be reclaimed, putting a stop to the methane leaks and protecting the health of our communities.
And Nancy, many businesses are okay with this?
Some are. A coalition of more than 400 businesses signed a letter to President Biden earlier this month calling for exactly what Biden announced this morning. And there were some big names on that letter, Ford and GM, along with Apple, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft.
All right. But half, cutting in half, while those focused on climate see this as necessary, this would be a big undertaking. Is the country ready?
Biden is going to need congressional support to fund this plan. Republicans say they'll fight proposals to move the U.S. away from fossil fuels. And some countries like China say this could all unravel if Biden isn't reelected. The White House says even under former President Trump, some states and cities and private companies committed to emissions reductions on their own.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. After the great mortgage and derivatives debacle led to the Great Recession of 2008, the government set up a shop to monitor systemic risks to the financial system. Where are banks, for instance, exposed? Where do bets blow up, forcing the rest of us to pay? Well, there's news the Biden administration is working on a plan to direct that financial monitoring team to monitor how climate change can strain or break the financial system. Insurance companies already do this, but it would be a big deal for Wall Street. There's been another welcome drop in the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits after fresh layoffs, 547,000. That's still quite high for any week that wasn't in a pandemic, but a low for this pandemic.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
After the murder of George Floyd, the University of Miami pledged to support research and academic projects aimed at dismantling racism. While the grants were initially offered for projects addressing racism against Black Americans, it's also led to a different initiative that professors and students argue is long overdue, a program in Native American and Indigenous Studies. Jessica Bakeman from WLRN reports.
Caroline Laporte says she never met another Native American student when she was in law school at the University of Miami. She's a descendant of the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians, and she graduated in 2014.
You're situated in between and on the ancestral lands, right, of two modern federally recognized tribes.
The Seminoles and the Miccosukees.
You don't have student representation from either of them? I mean, you know, what is that saying, really?
Faculty and students at the private university have been raising the same question, especially against the backdrop of a national reckoning over racial injustice. People who are indigenous to the U.S. mainland and Alaska make up only 0.1% of the student body at the school. That's slightly lower than the national average for private universities.
We have no indigenous perspectives on our campus, and we have to address it immediately.
Tracy Devine Guzman is a professor at the University of Miami who specializes in indigenous history, culture, and politics in South America.
The disparity in that regard is really shocking.
She got a grant of nearly $80,000 to start the new Native American and Global Indigenous Studies program. For now, it's an intro course. About 18 students signed up. Plus, there's a speaker series featuring indigenous scholars. Guzman is hoping to attract enough interest and funding to create a degree program, something only about 100 other colleges in the country offer. She recruited LaPorte to teach the first course, which is virtual this semester. This is one of LaPorte's students, Jamal Wilson.
Does Indian country have a right to permit non-natives from entering the reservation?
Like to keep them out?
Yeah.
Tribes have always had the inherent authority to banish people.
LaPorte says her goals in teaching this course are to break down racist stereotypes about Native Americans and to train the next generation of advocates. In Miami, I'm Jessica Bakeman for Marketplace.
A big Swiss bank is going hat in hand to investors to raise nearly $2 billion. Credit Suisse lost nearly $5 billion on a bet on a company called Archegos that went bust. Suisse's stock is down 3.3%. And the founder of a Texas oil and gas investment company who'd raised $31 million from wealthy investors said he squandered the money on bad deals. Christopher Bentley of Bellatorum Resources came clean to prosecutors, saying he'd been looking for just one home run, telling Reuters, quote, "I kept digging the hole. I turned myself in because I couldn't live the lie anymore." Change the names there, and it's a story we could have written in any era. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.